So another paper you had I was really curious about in the JCO a few months ago focused on pneumonitis.
Yeah.
And, you know, particularly in lung cancer, I think this is a really interesting question. We did a survey of a bunch of cases of patients treated in practice for metastatic disease, and it included quite a few people who got checkpoint inhibitors. And even though, quote, they're well tolerated, in this survey, a lot of people got taken off the drug, and I think because of a lung problem where they weren't sure whether it was from the drug or chronic lung disease or heart disease or whatever. But anyhow, what do we know about pneumonitis, particularly in lung cancer patients?
It's a real challenge, especially in lung cancer patients, to be able to distinguish the variety of things that can happen in the lung, whether that's pneumonia or cancer progression or pneumonitis. All of those things are possible, and they can often look similar to each other. I think one of the things that we tried to highlight with that particular report is that pneumonitis can occur at any time during treatment and can look like almost anything. We've had cases where on a CT scan, there was just a little focal bit of ground glass. There have been other times in which there's larger opacities that can even appear consolidated, ranging to bilateral ground glass opacities that I think are probably more considered a hallmark of pneumonitis. And so I think distinguishing those things is really a challenge. And actually, I don't have a great tip for how to figure it out. I think what often happens, particularly for people who are sick or hospitalized, is that you're left with trying to treat all the possible things at once just because people are so sick. Sometimes that leads to having to use antibiotics and steroids at the same time. Sometimes my own sense is that people who have pneumonitis, if they're going to get better from steroids, they tend to get better pretty quickly. And so sometimes what I've done is, especially for hospitalized patients, to start antibiotics and steroids and sometimes repeat a CT scan even just a few days later. And those patients who have pneumonitis tend to radiographically and clinically look better fairly quickly. While in patients with pneumonia, I think is well known, the CT scan can lag farther behind. So that's at least one way that I try and distinguish it for those who have severe illnesses.